So what is a hiatal hernia and how do you know if you have one? Well, to begin with, one of the indications, a very big indication, is acid reflux. And acid reflux occurs for a couple reasons. The biggest reasons are, the most described reason is that your food is not digesting in your stomach and it's fermenting, which causes the acid reflux. And that's why you feel like you're getting the acid up into your throat, because the food is fermenting because it's not being digested. So why does that happen? Well, there's two reasons. Number one, you're not producing enough hydrochloric acid. And after about age 30, your hydrochloric acid production goes down. So what does that mean? You put the food in your stomach, you don't have enough hydrochloric acid, and you don't have the digestive capacity that you had before. You know, when you were a kid, you could probably eat the kitchen sink, and you think, gee, you know, your kids could eat the kitchen sink. You think, you know, how can they do that? Well, maybe at your age now, you can't do that because you don't have the digestive capacity because it's been kind of worn down a little bit. So that's one reason right there. Another reason is if the nerve supply to your stomach is pinched from the back, then you're not going to have those. They're called parietal glands in the stomach are not going to make the hydrochloric acid. So you got that aspect of it. So that's another one. The third aspect, and probably I would say it's a very, very, very big contributor, is your diaphragm stretches and the stomach comes up and sits on top of the diaphragm. Now, what's the diaphragm? That's that big, it's like an umbrella in your stomach. Every time you breathe, your stomach blow goes out, comes in, goes out, comes in. Well, if for any reason that diaphragm gets stretched, which is not uncommon, the stomach will sit up on top of the diaphragm. And what happens is this. When you put food in there, well, let me back up. The diaphragm can get weak because there's a connection to the cervical spine. That's connected to what's called the vagus nerve. So if the nerve supply to the diaphragm is not what it should be, then by definition, it's not going to expand and contract the way it should. Now, that can also happen. The diaphragm can also get stretched by getting kicked in the stomach, playing soccer, falling on a football, basketball, punched in the stomach, and just wear and tear. So that's why the diaphragm might stretch and the stomach sits up on top. So what happens? You put the food in your stomach, and because it's a small area, like let's say a third of the size of your stomach, you put the food in there and your brain says, you're full. And you think, gosh, that's funny. I didn't eat that much. But you think, okay, I'm full. So if you listen to your stomach or your brain, you say, okay, I'm full, and you stop eating. Okay, well, then about an hour or two later, when the stomach gets rattled because of just moving around, the food goes down and it's still not and so then you're hungry again. And then because the stomach will come back up, and then you fill it up with a little bit of food and you rattle your cage, it goes back down, empties out, and then the stomach comes back up. So you have that vicious circle going on now, vicious cycle going on. Okay, so, and at the same time, if that food isn't digested properly, you get the fermentation, gas, acid reflux. So that's the situation there. Now, what else about the hiatal hernia? Like I said, it's very common. The biggest reason is hydrochloric acid production is not what it should be. Then there's the nerve supply from the spine to the stomach, and then due to accident, injury, wear and tear, and also lack of nerve supply to the diaphragm, the stomach will sit up. A piece of the stomach will sit up on top of the diaphragm. You get filled up real fast, and you think you're okay. It gets rattled, goes back down. And again, if you don't have enough hydrochloric acid in there, it's going to ferment again and go back up. So you get this vicious cycle going on. So, and also at nighttime, if you're not careful, you have to sit up on a pillow so that you don't get the acid coming up to get you in the throat. And also a lot of times, sometimes people even think they're having a heart attack because it hurts so much in their chest. But invariably, it's because of the acid reflux and the gas and the acid going up your esophagus into the back of your throat. So that's basically what a hiatal hernia is. And the treatment is we pull the stomach down at the clinic, give you some digestive enzymes, adjust the mid-back and the neck. And it's welcome relief to have that done because the symptoms of shortness of breath, when you lay down and you feel your heart flutter a little bit, then it's okay. If you're up, going up and down stairs, go upstairs, you feel like you get short of breath a little bit for a little bit, then you're okay. Same thing walking up a hill or even going out and taking a walk. You notice yourself getting short of breath a little bit, then you're okay. What else? If you have to hit the bathroom really fast, like if you have to have a bowel movement like really fast, that's because the stomach might drop down, rattles the whole intestinal cage, intestinal tract, and you got to hit the can right away. And then, of course, getting filled up kind of fast, and then a little bit later, you know, stomach drops down. So those are some of the basic symptoms of a hiatal hernia, and all of them actually give you a little bit of shortness of breath. If it's the stomach is sitting up, it'll give you shortness of breath. It'll cause atrial fibrillation. It'll cause make you think like your lungs aren't getting enough air. Conversely, when we pull that stomach down, adjust the back and the neck, it's a welcome relief to women in particular who have had children. That's the biggest thing. Welcome relief to get that air flowing the way you'd like it. And that's how we do it. And we also can teach you how to do it at home, where you put a glass of water or a bunch of water in your mouth, bounce on your heels first thing in the morning, and you'll feel it gurgling down. And you can tell that that's happening too. So it's something that's a chronic problem, and it's something that can be managed. So that's what we do. We learn how to manage it. And there's a surgical procedure for it, but I do not recommend that. They put a mesh in there. I do not recommend that. If you can avoid it, if you can feed the tissue, strengthen the diaphragm, and help with your digestion, you should be able to avoid it. So that's the end of the program for the hiatal hernia, and thanks for listening. If you have any questions, give me a call, please, 503-472-6550. If I'm not readily available, tell the staff to give the staff some time or times to call you back, and I will. Thanks for listening.